And welcome back. This is Quick Slam This Morning for Monday, June 24th, 2019. J.B. Conley in for Brad Boyer this morning as Truman, and we'll get its golf tournament in today over in St. Louis. The Moberly Golf Tournament for the Greyhounds postponed until Thursday, so I'm in this morning. And join us to talk about fireworks safety is Walter Haley from Haley Fireworks. Thank you for joining us today.
Good morning, sir. It's a pleasure.
Glad to have you in the studio, and we want to make sure folks are dealing with fireworks safely as the 4th of July is coming up next week.
Definitely. Years ago, I heard a statement about an old-time horse trader would never sell a youngster a wild horse, but a gentleman, because he wanted to have a customer for life. We sell fireworks, of course, and we encourage safety because if a person gets hurt, they will not buy fireworks from anyone. This is not a sales talk of mine. It's I hope that I can help people have a better understanding of the pleasure of and pleasant celebration.
Obviously, folks have a good time watching fireworks, shooting off fireworks on the 4th of July and the days leading up and even a few days afterward. But as you say, safety is important. You got to do it right if you're going
to
do it.
Yeah, we have to eliminate the unknown, unplanned events with unknown outcomes. In other words, accidents. I've been firing fireworks for a number of years. I enjoy it as much now as I did then, except I get tired a lot quicker.
In your experience, what's the number one accident? What's the one thing people are doing wrong that that can easily be avoided, the thing that should be doing the right way?
Well, there'd be a list of things, and I can't prioritize them, but mainly just not thinking. Here's one for you. Do you fire fireworks at your family celebration?
We just watch.
Okay. Well, that's fine. Do you see anything wrong with the way I'm dressed if I go shoot fireworks in the backyard?
If you're in your backyard, I would say, let's see, you've got short sleeves on, which I think is probably a good idea. You've got tennis shoes on so you can get away from danger quickly. Your shirt is brightly colored to some degree so that people can see you. They're not shooting fireworks in your direction, obviously. I think you are probably dressed appropriately to shoot fireworks. Am I right or wrong?
You're just about 100% wrong.
Oh, okay.
You know, you're right on several things. Shoes are important. You need good traction. But NFPA recommends, and most other authorities on fireworks recommend leather with good soles.
Okay.
So you do have good traction. I've got shorts on. No, no. They need to be long pants.
You don't want sparks getting your legs.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
A short sleeve shirt. No, long sleeve.
Okay, I'm surprised that because I would have thought that you wouldn't want the sleeve to necessarily catch fire, but what you're saying is you're trying to protect the skin from sparks.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Synthetic material. It should be cotton.
Okay, all right.
Glasses up on my head. They need to be safety glasses and protect your eyes.
All right.
That's just a few things right there. Now you are not familiar with fireworks. You see fireworks once a year, so you probably don't think about the things that, bright colored, yeah, that's a good idea. If you have a cotton long sleeve shirt that's bright colored, that's good because two people that are firing a show, one can bump into the other one pretty easy.
Make sure you see your partners out there.
Yeah. Be aware of what one another's doing. I would say some of the things that are common, burns from sparklers. Wire sparklers are beginning to disappear. Bamboo stick for sparklers are by far safer. You don't have the hot metal or the piece of metal wire that the mower hits 3 days later and throws through the window or something. That sparklers burn with several thousand degrees temperature. So I would encourage people to use bamboo stick sparklers. base tubes. They should be placed on a solid foundation, such as a patio or paving block or anchored to a board. If that plastic or wooden base tube sits on grass or gravel, there's a good chance it might tip. You load one tube at a time, fire it, reload it. Don't try to do several, one right after the other repeatedly. That can cause you some problems.
I imagine if you're not keeping track of all of them at one point, one could accidentally ignite if there was a spark or something there, and not be ready for it.
Yeah, several years ago there was a man in Kansas City that was killed by the fact that he was carrying an open box and a spark got in. And he had an open cardboard box and a spark got in. So this can be dangerous. I mean, you would handle a case of dynamite with a lot more care. Well, not really. You better take precautions, same precautions. Years ago, the first time I fired a public display show, I was 16 years old. There was no federal controls then. And safety training for it was, now that there man said that when you go up there, you put this in the tube and then you light it. And he said, not standing looking over that tube when you light it. Well, that was good advice then, and still good advice. If you're working with reloadable tubes, be very cautious. Make sure the tube is fired and then reload it. Make sure that the item is securely on the bottom of it. You can tell by jiggling the fuse up and down that whether it's seated or not. And if you've got too much fuse length left, you've got a problem, so don't use that tube.
Sounds like it's important to make sure it's very well lit where you're launching them from, too.
Oh, yeah. Rockets. You got to have a landing zone for that burnout case and stick to come down in. You don't want ending up on your neighbor's house. Could be embarrassing.
How large of a zone do you need? Or what's safe?
It depends on wind directions, of course, but professional public displays, they figure for each inch diameter, 70 foot, and that doesn't allow really for a strong wind. If the wind is over 15 miles per hour, show shouldn't be fired. So that definitely applies to your personal use fireworks also. If it's too windy, don't do it.
Right.
Roman candles and rockets, of course, are fired at an angle. And make sure that your angle is about approximately 70 degrees. They just perform a lot better. Many people will hold a Roman candle in their hand. That's a no-no. Yeah, it's understandable. They like to see the balls go different directions and everything, but you never know what that item has been put through in the shipping and everything, and it could go off just like a bomb in your hand. Or the last one could shoot out the bottom. You don't have that too much anymore, but it still happens occasionally.
Imagine very important to make sure children are not handling these.
Definitely, definitely. I don't know what youngsters are going to want to do it, but little pop snappers and things like that. Even with the party poppers that shoot the streamers out, they have to be careful and not point them at someone and shoot the streamers out, because if something could cause an eye injury, things of that nature. It's hypocritical of me talking about youngsters doing it. I had my first fireworks probably when I was about 10 years old. And I guess the Lord looked over me and took care of me, because later on I participated in safety training. It's made a difference in my thinking about handling fireworks.
What should folks be thinking about as far as safety from the time they purchase fireworks until the time to light them off?
Well, store them in a cool, dry place until you get ready to use them. When you go to the farm, like I said, have a sheet of plywood or something to set your reloadables on. A good box. Keep them in it and make sure that the box is hinged with the hinge pointing towards the firing area. That way the lid can come back down. There's not a chance of spark getting in and setting everything off at one time. You should have a bucket of sand around and a bucket of water.
Excuse me. If it's too rainy or too windy on the 4th, is it safe to store them for a year, or they should look for the next nice night to shoot them off?
Well, they go both ways there. It is safe to store them as long as they keep them in a dry place where there's not going to be an exceptional amount of heat. I think they're tested not to go off unless it's, I'm thinking around 400 degrees. So you're not going to, unless you store them in your oven, why? But it's keep them in a dry place, and they can, you know, last quite a while.
All right. Any other safety tips we need to get out there and make sure our listeners know before we let you go?
Not that I can think of. Just enjoy it. It's fun to watch a show, but for some people, it's a lot of fun to fire one. So just think of what you're doing. Pay attention to where the crowd is, things like this. A lot of little details, but think about it. And that's the main thing, is just stop and think.
Walter Haley from Haley Fireworks has been our guest. Thank you. Great tips, as always. We appreciate your time.
Sure enough now.
And we will take a break. When we come back, we will hear from Senator Roy Blunt. He was in the area Saturday, and he was made a couple stops, and Bob caught up with him. We'll hear from him coming up next here on Quicks.